We thank you so much for being with us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the LA International Auto Show. And right now, we're going to talk to Mazda. Mazda Design, one of our favorite guys, is joining us here at our broadcast locale at the convention center. Derek Jenkins, the chief designer from Mazda. How you been there, Derek?
I've been great, Bob. Thank you very much for having me.
Keeping out of trouble?
I'm doing the best I can, you know.
That's
it's not always easy. Well, the design's supposed to get in a little trouble, right?
Absolutely. You know? It's all part of being a designer. You definitely get that. And the big star here, one of the big stars of the show, is the new Mazda 6. I haven't seen it in person. I'm going to be making my way over to the booth later today or tomorrow, but I've seen the pictures, and boy, have you done a great job with this vehicle. Quite a departure from the previous generation Mazda 6. Tell us a little bit about your goals for the vehicle going into the project.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this segment, this, you know, mid-size sedan segment, is really accelerated over the last few years. A lot of new contenders. Cars have gotten a lot more sporty in the segment. So we knew we had our work cut out for us with this car. We really wanted to step it up and really bring it kind of class above feeling with the car, but also implement our Coda design language kind of to the next level, the next chapter, if you will, after the CX-5. And so this car really represents that. It's really focused on overall proportions. The car is very dynamic and really has a lot of that kind of Kodo movement, as we refer to, on the car. And is kind of the next step with our family face, we call it. The front end of the vehicle is a lot more focused, a lot more confident, and definitely a notch or two upscale. That was very important. And then interior design. Primarily, it's about materials and moving those finishes up market. The overall interior is handsome and it's clean. It's easy to understand and really dedicated towards the driving experience, which is, you know, what this next generation of SkyActiv products has been all about. And this car definitely has that.
Dimensionally, tell us a little bit about the differences between the previous generation and this one. It looks wider, it looks a little bit lower, it looks a little bit longer. Tell us the accurate, I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I mean, the car, you know, with this car, we were doing much more benchmarking of premium sports sedans and less focused on the mainstream competitors, if you will. So I think the car reflects that. The car is wider and lower than the original Mazda, the current Mazda 6. It's actually a little shorter in length, so the car gets more compact in that respect, shorter front overhang, really getting those wheels pushed to the corners. We've gone up to a 19-inch wheel for our higher trim levels, and just that's where the stance of the vehicle comes in. That allows us to get that cabin a lot slimmer, allows us to pull the cabin back so you get a little bit more of that classic sports sedan feeling. And the weight of the vehicle gets pulled more over the rear wheels, and that's what really gives it that more dynamic stance and just makes it feel less like a typical sedan, you know. And that's, I think for Mazda, that had to be the focus. You know, we need to be in that space. And I think, you know, the Mazda customer and hopefully the potential Mazda customers will respond to that. That's my hope.
Yeah, as you pointed out, this what used to be kind of the bread and butter cars, the mainstream sedans have become a lot better looking. There was a time when most of these vehicles were very utilitarian, but now we've seen from several automakers kind of a raising of the bar, more emphasis on sport, more emphasis on style, but all at the same time expecting the practicality and the usefulness. As a designer, how difficult is it to kind of walk that fine line of wanting to have a really kind of outspoken design, but at the same time not take away from the usefulness of the vehicle?
Right. Yeah, that's the big question. I mean, the transition and the evolution of this kind of midsize sedan segment has really been something that's accelerated over the last 5 or 6 years. Started in the premium segments with four-door coupes and these types of cars coming to market. Those have had a big influence on sedan proportions. And so I feel like the attempt to try and get the car more coupe-like, get it more rakish, is where the momentum has been, and it's certainly where Mazda needs to be. But, you know, you still have to have backseat room. It still has to be practical to get in and out for everyday use. It still has to have a respectable trunk. And, you know, there's a lot you can do with vehicle architecture, like we talked about, wheelbase, width of the car, wheel size, that helps with that. In our case, the Mazda SkyActiv drivetrain power plant has really helped us. It's very compact. It's allowed us to pull the cabin farther back and give it that longer hood dynamic proportion. That's been very helpful. But there's certain things, like certain compromises, you just have to kind of work around and try and find the best solution. And, of course, space is still, you know, the car still has a nice space, has a nice headroom. I don't feel like we've compromised that in a way that would be viewed at all against the vehicle. It's just trying to get that balance, you know, is tough. You know, that's the art of design and, and ultimately the art of compromise between vehicle packaging and engineering and styling. You know, that's where those two have to meet in the middle. And, you know, if things go well, you get a good balance of the two. And I think, you know, you can make too much compromise, and that's for sure, you know.
Let's touch a little bit more on interiors. Folks today, consumers today, have really been educated by a number of manufacturers who have raised the bar in the interior areas, and now every manufacturer is expected to come to market with higher quality materials. At the same time, you've got that equation, but you've also got the ever-increasing amount of electronics and connectivity and driver distraction. So as a designer, I can imagine this is also an area of juggling a lot of different elements to come up with the perfect mix.
Sure, sure. I mean, you know, we are in the golden age of consumer products, consumer technology, product quality, not just in cars, but in everything. And I think that's had a profound influence on how people perceive value with a product. And consumer electronics is probably the best example, but it's in everything. It's in fashion and clothing and in everything. And so cars, I definitely have had to step up to the plate, especially considering the cost of a vehicle purchase. And interior design is an incredibly complex and sophisticated discipline to kind of step up to that level. And here at Mazda, we've been so very much focused on exactly that. And it really starts with a foundation of high-quality materials and finishes, really focusing on how we handle our leather and our stitching, the carpet quality, the sheen or lack of sheen on the plastics, how we treat our aluminum surfaces, illumination in the interior, and then, of course, the technology and everything that goes into that. There's a tremendous focus on that right now as a foundation. And then the kind of stylistic aspect, color and material, comes in on top of that. So it's a big priority for us.
When you look at the Mazda 6 project, now that it's complete, what were some of the most difficult challenges, and what is the one or two things that you're most proud of in the execution?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like every product, I think as a designer, you're never 100% satisfied. Yeah. And I don't normally, you know, talk about the specifics, but, you know, I know that it is very challenging with modern legislation. We have vehicle impact, pedestrian impact regulations. It has a big influence in the overall shape of the car, and we have to honor that. And I think, like we talked about earlier, trying to find that compromise between space and whatnot. But all in all, I'm very satisfied with the end result. I think it's something that should resonate in the segment, and I think it'll also help to evolve the Mazda brand. You know, and that's ultimately, you know, I think the long-term goal of any of these products is to build up the brand and create an aura around that brand. And that's really been the focus with Mazda 6.
Well, I can't wait to check out the Mazda 6 on display here at the LA Auto Show. And congratulations on another great product from the Mazda brand. Look forward to getting you back on the air with us, hopefully in Detroit, where there will be some more Mazda news. I know you can't tell us about it.
We'll see.
All right. Very good. There he is, the man himself, chief designer for Mazda, Derek Jenkins. And thanks again for your time here today, Derek.
Thank you, Bob. Good talking to you.
We'll take a time out from Los Angeles, and then we'll come back with more from the show. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free one-month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by Alan Ewing, who is the Executive Director of the Car Connectivity Consortium. Alan, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Thanks, Bob. I'm doing great.
Tell us a little bit about this very unique organization that you represent.
Yeah, the Car Connectivity Consortium is basically an industry association comprised of members from the auto manufacturing industries, the handset manufacturing industries, and also the folks that make the radios, the head units, and the vehicles. So we count our members right now about 78 member companies representing all the major auto guys, U.S., Japan, Korea, Germany, Europe, etc. The handset side, we see Samsung, LG, HTC, all the usual suspects.
All the big names.
Exactly.
And tell us a little bit about what you do hand-in-hand with the automakers.
Right. So what CCC, which is a little bit easier to to spit out, is all about is standardizing a connectivity technology between smartphones and the head units, the radios, and the vehicle.
Sure.
So the technology that we've come up with, we've termed it, we call it Mirror Link.
Hmm. Very good. Certainly, every year when I get the opportunity to go to the Consumer Electronics Show, you notice more and more of the automakers having a presence there. Every year, the number grows. There's a real problem for the automakers because the consumer electronics industry can turn around products in a very short span of time, while automakers tend to take 3 to 4 years to bring a new product to market.
Exactly.
So I can see how the Car Connectivity Consortium could be a huge help to everybody, kind of leveling the playing field.
Right, and that's one of the things. I come from the consumer electronics world, so one of the things that in my role here has been to really try to understand that in the product life, in the product development cycles. So that's been quite interesting for me in understanding how to work together to make sure that we're linking those two worlds up.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to in in the future. Definitely we're seeing it already. More and more vehicles
right.
are becoming connected, and certainly more and more people are using advanced phones.
Right. So with Mirror Link, the real advantage here is it's a non-proprietary solution.
Mm-hmm.
So it's agnostic when it comes to the OS on the phone and also the head units. So ideally, where we're heading and the value we really bring here is it doesn't matter which vehicle you get in and out of as long as Mirror Link is part of the functionality. So if you rent a car, for example, when you go on the road and that head unit has Mirror Link functionality, all of the apps that you were enjoying using at home on your Mirror Link head unit on your personal vehicle will work on the rental car.
So it will seamlessly transition in the rental car?
Exactly. That's the advantage of the standardization.
Oh, that is fantastic. So you've got to be getting a lot of great feedback from the automakers.
Oh, yeah, and they're very involved and very excited and very expending a lot of energy here because they see the value. It's a natural fit.
And as we see a lot of things change within generations, back when I was growing up when folks were looking at buying their first car, some of the things important were, number one, like style and power and handling. And today, when you talk to a young person who's perhaps buying their first vehicle, the number one thing on their list is connectivity. How well is it going to connect with my my mobile devices, sometimes multiple devices?
Exactly. And, addressing that, that gap is interesting. Not to make light of it, but, one of the nice things about Mirror Link is it really does pass the mother-in-law test, right? doing the technical support for folks, in the next generation.
Yeah.
If it's not intuitive, if it's not simple, if it's not straightforward, it's not going to get used. And what we see, with Mirror Link's real impact into the industry is if we can create a less distracted driving environment for people and still allow them to use their phones. We know they're going to use their phones.
Mm-hmm.
That's a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But if we create a safer environment for them to use their phones, everything's just going to be better. So that's what MirrorLink really also brings to the table, is that less distracted environment, and keep it simple.
That's great. And distracted driving, without question, Alan, is a huge problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And that's, for me, this is part of the excitement here is, we're really doing something valuable and useful for people here.
So, Alan, this is great news, and I would imagine with a lot of automakers during these press days.
Yes, very much so. And, the nice thing with these folks is they're already on board.
Yeah.
So now it's a matter of refining the technology and addressing the special cases that we want to make sure are looked after.
If one of our listeners would like to find out more information about your organization, why don't you give out the website and any other particular information you'd like to?
Oh, sure. And feel free to come to our website. It's www.carconnectivity, all spelled all together, .org.
Really a pleasure to meet you, and I'll have to get down to your booth and check it out. I thank you so much for coming up to my broadcast locale.
I certainly appreciate the time. Thanks.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-987-2192 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back here in Los Angeles. One of the great things about my job is having the opportunity to see not only the great products are unveiled first to the press before the public, but also opportunity to share the microphone with great folks who have become friends over the years. And that is the case in this particular situation, because sitting next to me is Jim O'Sullivan, who is the president of Mazda and one of my favorite guys to have on the air. Hey there, Jim. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing great. How you doing? Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and looking forward to the holidays, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just around the bend. It's sneaking up on us.
Yeah, it's great. And yeah, I tell you, it's good to be here in L.A. because this is, as you well know and your audience does, it's the real kickoff of the North American Auto Show season. You know, when you think about the cadence of L.A. and then into Detroit and into Chicago and then New York following and closing out at the end of March of next year, I mean, it's a great time for the industry and it's a great time for consumers and talking about a lot of new stuff. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, the great thing about L.A., though, and it's really changed a lot in terms of an international show, and you and I have been working together for many years, the Los Angeles Auto Show years ago was, because of design and things of that nature, was kind of more of a concept show.
Right.
And or a color and trim show, you know, and maybe because it was boxed between Christmas and New Year's and a lot of people on vacation not getting a lot of attention. But now it's becoming a pretty big show, because if you look at just the press stuff today alone,
mm-hmm.
every press conference on day one is a global reveal.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened in the past. And, you know, we're you know, revealing here for the North America for the first time the all-new Mazda 6. you know, based on all the SkyActiv technologies and coder design like CX5. So it's just exciting, and, you know, business is coming back a little bit, and I know there's issues going on in Washington that'll get resolved, but it's a good time to be in the industry. So it's kind of, we're looking forward to having a good show.
Yeah, I was reading a preview of this all-new 6, and I was very impressed with, number one, the styling. This is a real beautiful vehicle.
Yeah, if you take a look at certainly CX5 and the success that we've had in the marketplace with that, it was the first entry, really, of Kodo design. And the next generation, the current generation Mazda 6 that we're launching here, which, by the way, will be in the marketplace in January of 2013 as a 2014 model. Keep getting tripped up on that a little bit. Here we are still in 2012 talking about two years, but it's a 2014 model. They're going to launch in January. So, I mean, drive dynamics, as you would expect for Mazda. Styling is fantastic, and when we announce pricing, you'll see that's going to be a great value also. But CD segment's tough, but we think we've got a very good offering there, and comes with all the SkyActiv technology, so we'll get really great class-leading fuel economy.
And that SkyActiv technology is truly remarkable. I had the opportunity to have a CX-5 in my New England driveway for a week and was very impressed with the vehicle. It's a fun vehicle to drive. That engine is remarkable in its ability to squeeze out every last drop of gas, and I think the response has been very, very good consumer-wise and dealership-wise from what I've heard. What's the inside scoop?
Yeah, I mean, CX-5, on a global basis, the original plan was to produce 130,000 units, but because of global demand, and demand here certainly in the U.S., we've taken it up to 160, but we've taken it now even further up because of demand to about 220,000 units globally. We are still constrained on supply. The dealers are telling us that basically they're selling everyone that they can get, primarily even the high-end GT series, obviously. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to continue to meet demand and improve on that closing out this year and early next year. But the other good news on CX-5 that we're announcing here in Los Angeles is that we're going to expand the relevance of the car and offer, as you know, today, a very competitive 2.0-liter engine, but we're going to expand and offer now, starting in January, as a 2014 model, in January 2013, mm-hmm. a 2.5-liter SkyActiv engine, which improves horsepower and torque, but at the same time period only degrades the highway fuel economy by 1 mpg
wow.
over the current 2-liter automatic front-wheel drive. So just shows what SkyActiv technology is capable of doing. It's not just design and architecture and safety and drive dynamics. It's a matter of, you know, like our philosophy has been with SkyActiv, provide benefits to all of our customers with SkyActiv technology, not that one that wants that one model that offers either the EV or the hybrid. So we've got a lot of customers that will benefit with it. But Mazda 3 with SkyActiv powertrain, CX-5 all SkyActiv technologies, and now Mazda 6.
Let's talk diesel. Everybody's excited about this one, Jim.
Yeah, we've got some really big news on the diesel story. First and foremost, as you know, we're still the only Asian manufacturer that has talked about bringing diesel to North America. We will launch diesel that we'll announce here at the LA show going into the Mazda 6, which will be available in the latter half of next year. Again, that's big news for it, and it's the obviously clean diesel 2.2-liter. Very excited about that. The other announcement we made earlier this year is that we did talk about going to Grand Am and going racing, that we would be racing in Grand Am with diesel next year. We will announce here also the fact that we're going to be racing at the 24 hours of Daytona Rolex in January. We will show pictures of the race car, which will be a Mazda 6 for Grand Am.
Oh, great.
And it will be the very first diesel-powered vehicle to race in the 24 hours Rolex in both classes. Which so it's great news, and we're really looking forward to, obviously, that getting into the marketplace. And just proves the durability, quality, reliability that we've got, that we're going to be racing with this engine prior to going into production cars.
That's going to make you really excited, Jim.
Yeah, it does. But what it expands the offering for us is, you know, we're an enthusiast brand, as many of your listeners know. And as a result of it, they research products very heavily, and they know about us. And, you know, providing a diesel engine even, you know, expands for those enthusiasts that are out there, because they understand it. I mean, you know, diesel might not fit for maybe some other brands that are in the marketplace, but for us, it's a good fit. fit and it adds to performance and torque and things of that nature, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, can't argue with the torque numbers that the diesel power plants put out. I mean, it's sometimes staggering the amount of torque that's available at very low RPM.
Well, and, you know, the other expanded story on the race engine, when you look at the detail, 60% of the parts in the race engine are production parts. They're not production parts for a race car. Normally, you know, manufacturers, when they put race engines together, they're all custom-made parts and displacements and things of that nature relative to their normal production. 60% of the parts in this race engine are regular production parts. So just proves the capability of this powertrain, and, you know, for enthusiasts and things that really understand and care diesel, here we come with an offering that no other Asian brand offers, and, you know, people that want good quality, great product, and obviously now with this offering, I think it's going to really help us in the marketplace.
That's great. This new, all-new Mazda 6 also must have dealers quite happy, and imagine there's a lot of great stories behind that.
Yeah, they're very excited about it. I mean, you know, certainly our dealers have gone through a pretty tough time post Lehman shock, and everybody in the industry has. You've gone through it. We've gone through it. You know, the economy's still tough out there. I mean, there's a lot of people that are still out of work. The housing market's still recovering. But in spite of all that, you know, the auto industry continues to be a real engine in terms of economic growth for this country and for the region. And, you know, I feel good from that perspective because it's putting people back to work and employing individuals. And certainly our dealers are seeing business getting better, and they're able to hire people and to do those kinds of things to support, you know, obviously the overall U.S. economy. But they're enthusiastic not only where they're at today, but also what they see the future of Mazda going. As you might have read in the one of the other print publications mm-hmm. recently, that we're targeting about 400,000 units here in the U.S. by 2015. We'll do about 280,000 this fiscal year. Our fiscal year runs from the 1st of April to the end of March. So, you know, we're very, very bullish on what's happening here within the U.S., and we feel very good about it over the long term.
Yeah, that's a significant ramping up, but if anybody can do it, you guys can do it.
Well, it's, you know, we've got great customers out there and certainly great enthusiasts for our brand, and, you know, we're still the number one race brand on any given weekend, so we're really going to support grassroots going into the future in this particular area, too, because it's part of our DNA. And I know we talked about Mazda 6 and CX-5 and obviously a lot of products, but there's a lot of stuff in the pipeline coming, and including sports cars, which I can't talk about today.
All right, we'll have to save that for another time. Well, Jim, it's always a pleasure to have you on the air with us, and if I don't have the opportunity to talk to you, a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy 2013 to you and your family, and we'll see you in the Motor City in Detroit, and we'll do it all again come January.
Bob, looking forward to it, and you have a great holiday season coming up yourself, to you and your family, and also to the listeners out there today.
Thank you so much. He's Jim O'Sullivan, the president, CEO of Mazda of North America. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Bob Long, sitting alongside an old friend who has shifted gears in the industry to tell us all about it. It's my pleasure to welcome the president of ALG, Larry Dominique. Larry, welcome back to the broadcast. How you doing?
Good, Bob. It's wonderful to be here as always.
You and I have been on many of a new vehicle launch, and we've done many an interview about products, and you've had an industry career of more than 30 years, and this is a big change for you, being president of ALG and working along with the folks at True Car. Tell us a little bit about what it's been like.
Yeah, it's been really an interesting change. You know, I started out my career as an engineer in Detroit and ended up in product planning, ended up in working with quality and manufacturing. So to take the leap out of the OEM side after basically 30 years, to take an opportunity to work with a very fast-growing company, which is True Car, very entrepreneurial, very new to the automotive industry, and to also run ALG. I mean, we're approaching our 49th anniversary. We've been around since 1964. Been producing residual values since then, you know, and we are and continue to be the benchmark for signals residual values in the United States and Canada.
It was interesting. I was taking a look at your brand new revised, revamped live website. Just went up just days ago, and the ALG company was actually formed by an Oldsmobile dealer.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about the early days of ALG.
Yeah, the early days of ALG actually started out as an automotive dealer in Santa Monica, Oldsmobile dealer, and what he decided. He actually, in some ways, came up with the idea of leasing. And he always felt that he had to understand what a value of a car might be when somebody would bring that car back. Especially when you're talking to a bank and saying, I'd like you to lend me a little bit of money. I promise you the car will be worth something a few years from now. So he started to put the values together. And eventually, more people started to use him as a guide for, hey, if you're doing this, I can do this. He started publishing a guidebook. I think around 1966, 67, they moved from Santa Monica to Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the longest period of time, the company was referred to as Automotive Lease Guide.
Right.
A lot of people still mix up ALG and what that means, yeah. An Automotive Lease Guide. But published books very religiously all the way up until, well, we still actually do still publish a book. But obviously over the last 10 years, the data has transitioned very much from a printed guidebook into data files and electronic transmissions as well.
That's great. And, of course, you recently gave out the annual awards from ALG. Tell our listeners all about the awards.
Yeah, the awards are very important for us at ALG and then for the industry as well, because what we do is we look every year, and this is our 14th year presenting these awards, and what we do is we look at on a segment level and then also on a brand level. We look at the performance of a vehicle and what we expect that vehicle to be in the 2013 model year, mm-hmm. as right now, and we project who are going to be the highest retaining residual values in each given segment. And then we also identify a roll-up of a brand level. And so for this year, interestingly, Honda won on the mainstream and Acura won on the luxury brands.
Mm.
And you had cars like you had the Mini Cooper winning in one of its categories. You had all sorts of different brands. We had Honda win. We had GM win. We had, let's see, Subaru did not win this time. But we had basically, if you look at it down from a brand point of view, Toyota and their brands won 9 awards.
Yes.
Toyota won 6. Lexus won 2. Scion won their first one. We had Hyundai winning 3. Now, it's interesting to see the Koreans in particular have had a significant increase in their residual values over the last 5 years.
Tremendous.
Tremendous. They won with Azera. They won with Santa Fe. And they won with Elantra. So we're seeing we had about 8 brands win this year. Obviously, there's more brands than that. But we're seeing what I'm seeing, which I think is great, is we're seeing this great consolidation of the brands. And movement of the residual values up. We're actually projecting the vehicles purchased today, coming back to market 3 years from now, mm-hmm. will retain a value of about 1.5 points higher than they do today.
That's great. That's good news for everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of good has come out of what Scott and the team at True Car have done. And tell us a little bit about your involvement with True Car.
Yeah, True Car, you know, as a company, we do two main things. We have a great relationship with what we refer to as affinity partners. Mm-hmm. We have been the dedicated buying power behind the buying sites for companies like USAA, PenFed, AAA, American Express.
Right.
And that's a great brand association and relationship.
Yeah.
Great consumers, great process. On the TrueCar.com side, which is our public-facing site, we just recently went back on air this week with some advertising after almost a year hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our goal is, at the end of the day, Bob, is really we want to empower consumers, mm-hmm. but we also want to empower dealers. And the goal is to provide the data to the industry transparently so people really understand what people are paying for cars. Because at the end of the day, all of our research has shown, you know, people aren't usually looking for just down to that last dime and nickel, you know, mm-hmm. to wear the dealer down. The consumers believe a dealer deserves a fair profit.
Right.
The problem is when you have such a large spread in transaction price for the same automobile,
yeah.
people don't understand what's fair.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, they want to feel that they got a fair price.
Exactly.
So the data we provide now gives them that transparency so they can walk in empowered. And the beauty of our process is we now have over 5,200 dealers that promise an upfront price.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 16% of all dealers in the United States are on our network.
That's great.
So when a consumer comes in and sees that upfront price for whatever car they're shopping, that dealer promises that discount off the MSRP.
That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit more about this advertising campaign. I know a lot of thought and a lot of research went into it.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing. Last year, we like to refer to it as the swirl.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we probably moved a little bit too quickly towards an advertising, and the advertising was very, very direct response.
Mm-hmm.
And it really promoted lowest price, lowest price, lowest price. And we had a lot of backlash based on that. So we spent the last year kind of re-engineering our process. We re-engineered our dealer tools. We re-engineered our regulatory compliance rules. And we really rebrought the company to a new place. And that new place is really to have a sustainable relationship between buyers and sellers.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, in this ecosystem of automotive, you don't have buyers and sellers in a sustainable system, the system will break down.
Exactly.
So the advertising is really in support of that. So what we do is we really show you what True Car is about, transparency, data, understanding what other people paid. But we also make it very clear that it's about that experience working with a dealer who will mm-hmm. give you that upfront price and give you the great experience that you expect and desire, because you and I both know people keep cars 5, 7, 8
yeah.
years.
Yes.
And you're more likely to see that dealer in the service bay, mm-hmm. you know, than you are in the retail store.
Right.
So the goal is to get that relationship set up between a seller and a buyer so that long term it's a sustainable environment.
So that's great. So you worked hand-in-hand with the dealer network in putting this ad campaign together.
Correct. We have a dealer council made up of 20 independent and franchise dealers representing over 220 franchises. And we started by showing them the ads and getting their feedback. But then Scott and I and a few other executives went on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to New York. We went to Detroit. We had some of our dealer people visit some of the big dealer groups face-to-face. And we showed them the preliminary versions of the ads. We said, hey, this is this balanced environment we want to provide.
Right.
Is this what we're doing right? And is it going to sustain what we're trying to do? And we got some really good feedback. We did make some tweaks and some changes based on that feedback. And the final product went out about 10 days ago. And from so far what we're hearing from everybody, very happy people out there.
That's great. It's truly a remarkable thing what has happened in the auto business of late. And that is the information that's out there that companies like TrueCar and others provide has really, as you said, opened up a transparency that we never had before. And just to expand a little bit further on that, you know, I know for a lot of folks, going into the dealership and actually making that purchase can be a very daunting experience. And it really begins at the choice level, deciding on which vehicle is going to be best for them. Because lots of folks, you and I know this from being in the automotive business for a long time, lots of folks purchase the wrong vehicle for the wrong reasons. And I know TrueCar helps folks decide and kind of shed light on what would be a good alternative and a good financial investment.
Yeah, and we actually have associative tools on our website, mm-hmm. for example, Leasing 101, how to buy a car, what does a doc fee mean? Mm-hmm. And we try very carefully, and we rolled out some big changes to our website about 2 weeks ago, and we actually try to give you complete all-in costs. So you understand based on the state you are whether you have mandated documentation fees.
Mm-hmm.
What are the taxes associated with? What is destination charges?
Yes.
So we try to give consumers a very visual look at what the all-in costs are so that they walk in feeling empowered and confident. And the dealer, and what we find through our surveys, Bob, is the amount of time a TrueCar customer spends in the dealership is anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours less.
Sure.
Than a customer who just walks in off the street, because they don't have to haggle on the price, they already feel confident about the fees, and things move much, much smoother through the process.
So it's a win-win for everybody, both the dealer as well as the consumer.
Absolutely.
What do you foresee for 2013 as far as the automotive economy, and what do you see as far as the growth of TrueCar?
Yeah, it's interesting. On the industry side, you know, we just projected our SAR forecast for the month of December, and it's over 15 million.
Mm-hmm.
So we're certainly seeing, you know, here at the auto show, the OEMs are pretty confident about what's going to happen in 2013. We could see projections as high as mid-15s, you know, in 2013. Obviously, there's concerns about that fiscal cliff discussion going on over there.
Yeah.
But certainly, I think there's a lot of optimism. I'm seeing a lot of investment going on the OEM side.
Mm-hmm.
And on the TrueCar side, as we roll out all this new advertising, and some of the new features and things we're doing on the marketplace, we certainly see it's going to be a good year for TrueCar as well.
That's great. Well, Larry, thank you so much for spending time with us. Congratulations on your career switch. You're working with some really cool folks, and being president of ALG is definitely something that you deserve, and we look forward to having further discussions with you on the radio and seeing you at great shows like this, the LA Show.
Great. I appreciate it, Bob. It's always a pleasure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.